My question is on Hebrews 10, verse 26 and 27.
Okay.
And it says, if we sin willfully, after we have known the truth, there's no more sacrifice for sin.
But
if the Bible says in the New Covenant that God will put his laws in our mind and write them in our heart, is there any sin we commit which is not willful?
Yes, I believe that there are attitudes of sin we might be unconscious of that may not be premeditated. But you've got a good point. So much of our sin is willful. When it says here in Hebrews 10:26, if we sin willfully, the word sin can be used as an act or a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And here in Hebrews, if I understand the Greek correctly, it's saying if we live a life of sin willfully, in other words, if we continue in sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, after we learn something is true, if we then continue to violate our conscience deliberately, then that there's no more sacrifice. I mean, obviously, what is God going to do if he says, look, I want to save you from your sins, and he'll forgive the past, but then he gives us power to be new creatures? If we say, no, I'd still rather continue with my heroin and my drinking or whatever, you know, the adultery, whatever the problem might be, how can God do any more for us if we choose to continue living a life of sin? That's what this is saying.